Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. As the baby boomer generation continues to roll into the 65-plus age group, they are discovering that the myth of free health care, known as Medicare, is exactly that, a myth, and that Medicare does, in fact, come with a cost. Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, and she joins us in the studio this morning to help with this topic. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Medicare, there's got to be part of it that's free, right?
Well, there's a part. Part A is generally free unless you have not earned enough credits to have it as a free benefit to you.
Well, walk us through the parts of Medicare and what the requirements are.
Sure. There is Medicare Part A, and that covers hospitalization. There's Medicare Part B, and that covers your doctor visits and outpatient services. And then there's Medicare D, which covers prescriptions.
On Medicare Part A, the free hospitalization, you said there was a condition or two for that.
There is a condition. You need to have paid in or Medicare for 10 years, so you or your spouse.
And then what are the average costs for Part B and D?
So Medicare Part B, it is the premium that you pay, comes from your tax return, and it's your modified adjusted gross income. So if your income, if you're single, is under $85,000, then you're going to find yourself paying, I believe, $104.90. If you are joint and your income is under $170,000, you will also find yourself at $104.90 a month. However, there's brackets. If your income as an individual is over $214,000, you could be paying upwards of $335 a month.
And what happened to C?
What they classify as C is your Medicare Advantage plans. They actually roll up your Part A, Part B, and a Part D. Usually the catch, if you will, with the Medicare Advantage plans is that they're in-network, so you do have some limitations.
And so the Part D, on average, the same examples you gave us would be about how much a month?
About average is about $33 a month. And that ranges based on your prescriptions and zip code and whether you do generic or a branded prescription.
So, Alex, I'm assuming that all income that you have in retirement counts towards these levels, even interest from tax-free municipal bonds?
Yes, you're right. Interest from your tax-free municipal bonds is included towards the modified adjusted gross income. So you also need to be mindful of required minimum distributions from your retirement plan or from your IRAs, which also increase your income in retirement.
How about if you've taken a loan from your insurance company?
If you've taken a loan from your life insurance policy, typically that is not included in your modified adjusted gross income. Also not included are distributions from your health savings accounts, Roth IRAs, or a Roth 401k. And if you happen to have a reverse mortgage, that income is not included.
Now, I understand that retirees are also discovering that Medicare does not cover all health care costs.
Yes, I think some retirees are surprised to find out that Medicare does not cover certain costs. You know, it doesn't cover dental, dentures, your hearing aids, cosmetic surgery, and podiatry expenses.
Or your eyeglasses?
Or your eyeglasses, or your vision.
Now, what about long-term care?
Yeah, long-term care. It doesn't cover the custodial portion of long-term care. Really, in essence, it doesn't cover long-term care unless it is tied to acute care once you're rehabilitating from an event.
And now, what is Medigap? You hear that quite a lot.
Sure. Medigap is a policy that you add on to your Medicare A and B, along with D sometimes, to fill in the void or the gap, if you will, with respect to covering some of the expenses that you have. There's several Medigap plans that you can purchase. Some are more comprehensive, some are less comprehensive.
And this is something that automatically starts when you turn 65.
It does not automatically start when you become eligible at age 65. What happens at age 65 is your eligibility. And typically, most people will go ahead and sign up for Medicare Part A. You don't necessarily have to sign up for Part A. For example, if you're currently working and you're covered by an employer, you can choose to decline Part A and not sign up for Part B. However, you have to be careful of the rules, specifically if you're self-employed or work for a small employer.
And what if you just plain forget about it and don't sign up, don't do anything, you're totally retired and 65 comes and goes, and before you know it, you're 66. You didn't do anything.
Well, if you didn't do anything and you didn't have credible coverage, you are going to face a penalty for not signing up during the 7-month period.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.